Canadian singer, composer, and poet Leonard Cohen died nearly 6 years ago, but the music of the man with a sleek build, elegant bearing, and baritone voice is very much alive.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Last week, Blue Note released an album of Leonard Cohen songs, performed by artists including Norah Jones, Mavis Staples, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Bill Frisell. The album was produced by Grammy Award winner Larry Klein. Klein treasures the musicianship of Leonard Cohen, and he treasured their friendship.
He's just one of those people that we all have, who we just, you know, have to resolve that we're going to miss them every day. So I found myself cutting his songs with various artists. And in thinking about why I was doing it, I realized that it was partially because the songs were so damn good, but also because I liked having his ethos kind of around me.
His talent was so singular, and the fact that his songs came out of his poetry. You have this iconic singer who had distinctive poetry and a distinctive way of singing his songs. But how do you approach recording Leonard Cohen's songs without Leonard Cohen being there? It just seems like it's so hard to separate the man from the music.
It's an intimidating process, both for me as a producer and for each singer. One of the main things is that you want someone to sing a song that is in their blood, that feels really like something they can passionately get into.
And that seems to apply to the very first track by Norah Jones, Steer Your Way.
Although I love Leonard's version, I heard a way of doing it that would shine a different light on it and enable people to see it through a different kind of looking glass.
Steer your way past the ruins of the altar and the mall. Steer your way through the fables of creation and the fall. Steer your way past the palaces that rise above the rot, year by year, month by month, day by day.
She made it into a sort of soul music, you know, put a little bit of Southern soul into it that played beautifully against the grim, relatively grim kind of perspective of the lyric, but in a subtle way.
It seemed to me the artist who seemed to channel Leonard Cohen's voice on his piece here was Peter Gabriel with the song Here It Is.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it a little bit.
Here is your crown, your seal and your rings. Here is your love for all things. Here is your card, your cardboard and piss. Here is your love for all of this.
Tell us what went into this, what your discussion was around it, how he'd sound.
Well, he and I both agreed that it should feel very intimate, like someone speaking to you right up against your ear, that he would try to sing as softly as a person can possibly sing, because it's one of those songs I used to say to Leonard, how do you write a song about everything? You know, how do you do that? And he was very self-effacing and humble about what he did. And he'd always say, well, I just kind of scratch things out. And some of it works and some of it doesn't. But it's just a diamond of a song. A dark poem about the human condition, but an example of such a high level of craft.
In that cross-section that you wanted to represent of Leonard Cohen's musical career, 1984, it's hard to believe that he wrote Hallelujah way back then.
Yeah.
And it probably endures as his most commercially popular song anyway, commercially successful song. It's everywhere. And I remember hearing an interview with him where he said, you know, I'm really honored, but maybe people should just quit it for a while. You know, it's kind of been around a lot. So you put it in this album, and I guess you probably had to in a way. The musician who sings it is Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. I really wrestled with how to present this song because it's been so omnipresent and so many people have covered it. But then in the process of looking for the right person, I came across Sarah, who she was just very passionate about wanting to sing it. And she did a tremendous job on it, I thought.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, the major lifts, the baffled king composing Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
One of the things that I was really conscious of on this record was trying to create an environment that doesn't impinge at all or mask any aspect of the poems, because I knew I had kind of the little Leonard in the back of my head
Leonard, you mean?
Yeah, and he was always frustrated by the way that people would cover his songs because he felt that the music masked the poetry most of the time. And so that was always on my mind while I was working on the music.
And how did you translate that? And what did that mean for your production?
That I didn't want to step on the lyric or I wanted to leave a lot of space for the poems. That entailed finding the right musicians who I felt got that role, you know.
The last song on the album is Coming Back to You, sung by James Taylor.
Maybe I'm still hurting. I can't turn the other cheek.
Did you make that match, and how'd you do it?
Well, we ended up keying this very low. For me, I thought it would be interesting to explore a different part of his voice because he is so recognizable in the range that he sings in up higher. I think that Leonard was addressing and kind of cruising along the line between a relationship between a man and a woman and the relationship between man and God, almost sort of juggling those two ideas interchangeably.
And the fields are under lock and key, though the rain and the sun come through. And springtime starts, but then it stops, in the name of something new. And all the senses rise against this coming back.
The album is called Here It Is, a tribute to Leonard Cohen, produced by Larry Klein. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
That's Bird on the Wire by Bill Frisell.